I walk up to the railing on the balcony and take a deep breath. We have been out for ages, and my feet started to hurt hours ago. I reach down to take off one of my shoes for that sweet moment of relief.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
I spin around as the sudden voice startles me. Lounging on one of the chairs over by the planters sits a man I hadn't seen when I walked out. Excuse me?
Your feet hurt, right?
I mean, yeah. What of it?
If you take your shoe off, you're going to have to put it back on.
And?
Well, it's always harder to start something again than to just keep doing something.
I was going to say something, but stop. His logic is sound. And honestly, now that he's brought it up, the thought of having to put them on again fills me with dread.
I spend my life on my feet, so I thought you could learn from my mistakes.
On your feet, huh? Do you work in, like, hospitality or something?
No, not in a long time, at least.
Okay. Like, sales, then?
Nope. Well, I've been used to selling things, I suppose.
That was an odd answer, and part of me feels it's a creepy one. Yet, somehow I don't get that vibe from him. Okay, what does that mean? I couldn't help myself. The question was out before I could think better of it.
Sponsorships mean I do ads and appearances for products.
I was going to ask another question, but the mention of sponsorship made me stop and think. With the big soccer tournament going on at the moment, there were so many athletes around. But in a city this size, surely I haven't accidentally met one. Right? Sponsorships, hmm? Are you a soccer player?
Yeah, I am.
My mind is immediately whirring between disbelief and more questions. But before I can say anything, he's walking toward me, phone in hand. He offers his phone to me and I take it. Why are you giving me this?
I figure, given you seem a bit unsure, it's easy enough to provide proof. I'm sure I'm not the only guy in this city who's saying he's a footballer.
Sure enough. The guy on the screen holding up a shirt with what I'm guessing is his name on the back is the same guy standing before me. Even I recognize that club name. So you're like a real soccer player.
I am, yeah. Did you genuinely not recognize me?
No. I thought that was obvious by the fact you had to show me proof.
I mean, how am I supposed to know if you're faking or not? Honestly, it wouldn't be the first time it's happened since I arrived.
That makes me kinda sad for him, because I'm absolutely positive that's true. Well, hopefully it's reassuring to know that I have no idea who you are. Well, had no idea.
It's what every man wants to hear.
He smiles at me, and even I have to admit that he's handsome. And I think of how jealous my soccer-loving friends would be if they knew. Our conversation flows easily, and we spend a long time out in the cool night air. So long I forget about my aching feet. And my friends inside. He asks more questions about me and my life than I'd get from a Tinder date, let alone from someone who absolutely lives a far more interesting life.
Oh, really?
Our conversation turns flirty. Or maybe I just want it to be. I'm not very sure. Until he leans forward, eyes sparkling in the low light.
I actually have to be up kind of early tomorrow, but I was wondering if you wanted to keep talking. I can't really hang out in the bar, but you're welcome to come back to my hotel with me.
I give him an arch look.
Not like that. Just privacy is important to me, and I'm enjoying spending time with you. No pressure, I promise.
Really?
Yeah, like, if you want, we could take a picture together, and you can send it to your friends so they know where you've gone and with whom.
The idea seems silly. Until I realize why he's saying it. It's not just for showing off, but a safety thing for me as well. Sure. Where are you staying?
The Winchester, 4201.
I pull out my phone and move to stand next to him, posing as I take a selfie and sending it to my friends along with the hotel and room number. Let's go. His room is more spacious than I expected, since there must have been a lot of players traveling. Even just for this team, I imagine they could have probably filled the hotel when you count players, support staff, management, and the trainers. It makes me curious about how all this works. Do you not have to share?
No. Some of the other guys do, but I don't have to.
He says it so matter-of-factly, and it gets my guard up. Is he bragging? Like he doesn't need to share because he's too important? But I shake it off and ask the next question in my seemingly endless queue. I'm surprised you were out tonight. Isn't there usually a curfew or something before games?
Yeah, but I can't stand doing nothing. It's not good for the brain or the body. Too much nervous energy.
He stares out the window as he speaks, with this kind of faraway look in his eye. He's been polite, respectful, even. And it seems like he doesn't mean much more by what he says than just sharing. But I'm not naive about the ways an athlete might want to burn off nervous energy. And we're in his hotel room, after all. A particularly nice hotel room. He said it wasn't like that, but maybe I want it to be. There's no reason I can't have a little fun with this. He turns to look at me, and I maintain eye contact as I run my fingers lightly down his toned arm. Well, why don't we do something with that nervous energy? He looks at me with genuine confusion. Either that or his acting talent is wasted as a footballer.
What do you mean?
You have all this nervous energy and all this athletic stamina, and I feel there's an excellent outlet for all of it. Oh, God. He still looks confused. Surely he hasn't had to work too hard to get women into bed before. Or maybe he's just not used to being the one getting asked. I take his hand and lead him back towards the bed, maintaining eye contact as I close the space between us.
Oh.
I think I can help with your nervous energy. There it is. There's that recognition. No hesitation, though, as he reaches out and grabs me. That's a good start, but I want more. He grins at me as he steps back, and in a fluid motion, he has his cock out in his hand, and I can't help but bite my lips as he strokes it, watching as he gets hard.
I want you to suck my cock.
His voice is raw and a little arrogant, and he has a confidence that I'm surprised to notice I find arousing. I take a half step forward and drop to my knees, taking his shaft in my hand as I look up at him.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.